Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's head to the phone lines right now and be joined by our next guest, one of my favorite people in the world. We welcome on Royals television broadcaster and overall swell individual, Rex Huller, joins us on the show today. Hud, you there?
C-Don, I am, buddy. Hey, that's the first time I've heard swell in a long time since maybe Leave It to Beaver. Did you ever see that show? That was a long time ago. They used to have a show called Leave It to Beaver, and he would always say, swell, that's just swell. Good word.
Right now we're joined by Rex Huller. Hud, today Vinny Pasquantino is making his Major League debut. Tell us the story of your Major League debut.
Oh, man, you know, pretty interesting, C-Dot. A lot of fun. Never had the hype. They just called me in the coach's office, said you're going to the big leagues. That was about it. There was no parties or anything like that. I can tell you that it's really a special moment, especially the first time that you get the call. I mean, it's a little bit surreal. You're kind of wondering, you know, is this a prank or is this really happening? And then, you know, it was with the New York Yankees, and so when I got there in the evening, and the game had just ended, and I saw Gene Michaels, who was one of Billy Martin's coaches, and he said, "Hey, Billy wants to meet you." And I got in there, and he said, "Where is he?" I said, "Where is he?" He's in the bar. So there's Billy Martin in a bar, and I come in there, and he's drinking a light beer. "Hey, kid, how you doing? Here, let me buy you a beer." You know, it was a little interesting time. And then I had a call up with Yogi too. So there was a couple call ups in there back in those days, but nothing like Vinny Pasquantino, man. Pretty good story he's got. I can't top that one.
Hud, how much of him have you got a chance to see?
I saw him a little bit in spring. I only did a couple of games, but I've watched a couple of his interviews, and the kid, he's already a favorite of mine, and I haven't even really gotten to know the guy. But the fact that he's a people lover, he loves people, he's got people skills, that's going to bode well in the locker room, and I'm sure if he's anything like he's been doing hitting, he'll be fine up here, especially with his plate discipline. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Right now, we're talking to Rex Huller, Royals television broadcaster. Hud, whenever you make the call up from the AAA to majors, what's the hardest adjustment that a young player like him has to make?
He's gonna just have to get used to the pitching, the big league pitching. And that's going to be the biggest thing for him. And, you know, he'll figure that out. He'll go up there. I mean, it's very similar. I mean, it's the same velocity, but, you know, these guys here can hit their spots more consistently, and he might even be better because they're more around the plate. I mean, guys, you like it. I was facing guys in the minors that threw hard, but they didn't have a clue where it was going, so you never really could look in a certain area. It was dangerous. Now, when I got to the big leagues, I was like, wow, you know what? These guys are nibbling, and they're right off the plate here. So it'll feed right into Pasquantino, and he'll have no problem because he already knows his teammates. Once he gets in there and gets a little bit of time, you know, he needs some time before he can really become a leader. He needs a year or two before he can do that. But he has leadership skills, and that's going to bode well. And the Royals need a guy like him in that clubhouse.
Hud, let's just keep it with the young guys. You and I haven't had a lot of opportunity to talk about Bobby Witt Jr. He has a chance to win Rookie of the Year. He has been everything as advertised so far.
Yes, without a doubt, C-Dot. And one of the reasons why we can encourage the Royals fans to continue watching, I mean, you know, the chances of them making postseason this year are pretty slim. But, you know, they're still attacking. They're still playing. Just the plays that make the caliber of plays. You know, and MJ Melendez, he hasn't even gotten really hot yet. He's still kind of figuring things out, but he has such good plate discipline. He's watching. He's taking pitches. He's getting on base. I mean, he does not look overmatched, for sure. And then Pasquantino's coming. I'm sure that they'll have a few more. But how about Jackson Kowar last night? 98 with his fastball, change up at 86 with tremendous movement, like screwball movement. And then, you know, just the fact that he will eventually become another guy in that rotation. Bubich didn't have a good outing, but you know what? He has the skills. All of these young guys that were projected a couple years ago in 19 to be guy, quote-unquote guys are going to be. If they stay away from injuries or anything, it's going to happen. The cream's going to rise to the top, C-Dot, and I can see it happening. And the thing that makes me feel so good is that they held on to Dayton Moore and J.J. Piccolo. Those guys have the blueprint. They know exactly what to do and when to do it. And they will again. They'll add a couple of veteran guys because you need a couple of those guys when time comes. But right now, they're just riding it out, trying to get into their game a little bit offensively. Still haven't really got on track as far as stealing bases goes. This is a team that's with a lot of good team speed. And, of course, their pitching is going to start to settle in a little bit. But they've got to be able to settle in and start competing amongst each other. And when they do, it's going to be a lot easier to watch.
Right now, we're talking to Royals television broadcaster Rex Hudler here for a couple of more minutes. Hud, you were traded two times in your career. Carlos Santana just got traded from the Royals to the Mariners. Which trade was the toughest, the first one or the second one?
Oh, man, for me, they were both easy, really. I mean, the first one probably because I had just finished a week with Bucky Dent in the shortstop. He has a school in Florida. And Billy Martin wanted me to go and brush up on shortstop a little bit. I've been playing mainly second base. And so I finished a week with Bucky Dent, and I got a call in my hotel room. I'm about ready to leave, and it's a call from Clyde King. And Clyde King was the Yankees general manager. And he said, Rex, it's Clyde King. I want to tell you, Mr. Steinbrenner traded you over to the Baltimore Orioles. And I just want to let you know we appreciate everything you did. You know, real southern gentleman, this guy. And I'm going, wow, Clyde. Okay, what do I do now? And he says, well, they'll be in touch with you, Rex. They'll give you a call, and they'll set some things up with you. But we appreciate you being a Yankee. That's how it is. It's business. It's over the phone. Done. I'm traded. So I hang up the phone, and I flew home and went, wow, hey, I'm an Oriole now. So then when I got to the Baltimore Oriole camp, you know, I didn't know anyone. I'd been 7 years with the Yankees. So that was a little bit of an adjustment. But once you get out on your own, it's like a kid, you know, that's 17, 18, or 20, whenever he leaves his home, he leaves the house and he's out on his own. That's kind of like a trade is. But then I was a veteran when the next trade happened, and that was Whitey Herzog traded for me. That was a little bit easier. It was during the season in April, early in the year in April, and that was an easy move because I went from the Expos to the Cardinals. Man, that was a beautiful thing to go to the heartland of America. And Santana, he's going to be fine. He's a veteran guy. They'll embrace him, and hopefully he gets hot and he helps their team.
Hud, last thing here. Peacock is doing a Royals broadcast here coming up in a couple of days where there isn't going to be a broadcaster. What are you going to do during that day? You very rarely just have a day off in the middle of the summer like this with the Royals playing. What do you plan on doing with your free day?
I'm going to do like I would any day. Hang out by the pool, help my wife, ask her if there's anything I can do around the house for her. You know, just kind of chill and enjoy the day. You don't get many of them. And, you know, sit by the fire at nighttime and just be really thankful for the opportunity to be here in Kansas City where it's really easy, it's fun, the people are great. You know, go to the grocery store. We might even go out to dinner, but I like home-cooked meals because now we're back on the road, we eat out a lot. But, C-Dot, it'll be great. Now, what do you mean they're not going to have broadcasters? I mean, I'm doing a Peacock game in Toronto the last getaway day. They don't have broadcasters?
So what they're doing is they're going to let the natural sound take over, and they're just going to have reporters sort of answer questions and go back and forth. It's really a unique concept. I don't think I'll like it. I like having the broadcasters there. I think you guys set the soundtrack for the game. But Peacock is trying something different July 3rd. They're going to broadcast the game with no broadcasters.
Hey, that might work. I mean, I hope it doesn't. Heck, I really enjoy the job and the gig. It's so much fun sharing baseball with people. But we'll see how it goes. And I hope they have a good time because I will be. Don't worry about me.
That is our guy, Rex Hudler, Royals television broadcaster, joining us on the show. Thanks, Hud.
See you on. Have a great week, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.